Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
The Johnny's Report, exclusively on the BT and Sal Show, brought to you by Sullivan Papane, New York Strong, from the court to the community. Remember the name, Sullivan Papane. All right, Johnny's, let's go here. Did not like what I saw yesterday. Listen, tough loss here. Yesterday, it is a stacked field against some of the best teams in the country. They lost to Iowa State. Now, the one thing, I've said this a few times, one thing about St. John's this year, I never thought they'd replicate last year's 31-5. It just didn't seem doable. So many new pieces, tougher schedule, and I do think that St. John's is going to be really, really good this year. They're just having a rough time finding their identity. I don't know what it is yet. A couple of quick observations that I have. Obviously, the point guard is I think, a very detectable one for a lot of fans. Dylan Darling, I love him, but I'm not sure he's a 30-plus minute a game guy, point guard, and some of their shooters haven't really gotten loose yet. But the thing that I do notice, and they'll get another chance today, playing at 4:30 against Baylor out there in Vegas, but Zuby, who's amazing, and Bryce Hopkins, who's also amazing and healthy, coming in from Providence in the portal, I don't really see them. I almost feel like Hopkins early on is in Zuby's way, and Zuby is acquiescing to let Hopkins get comfortable, which I get and I respect. But I do need to see a little more defense. St. John's lost yesterday because they didn't box out. They did not get enough rebounds. And the one thing that this team had last year, they had a couple dogs there. Kadari Richmond, dog. Davion Smith, dog. Now, right now, I still see a couple of the puppies that need to get out of the kennel and get a little tougher, which I think they will. But I'd like to see them bounce back, beat Baylor today at 4:30. And that is the Johnny's Report. And again, brought to you by Sullivan Papane. Remember the name, Sullivan Papane.
Did they play Syracuse at all this year?
No, I wish.
Yeah,
I wish that rivalry was still going on.
Yeah, I was just watching highlights of Kion Anthony, man. Ooh.
What's his numbers? I've seen some highlights.
They're
really good. I can actually get them for him.
I don't know. I was just looking at, I guess Mello was on hand. Lala was on hand. Okay. I've always been a big fan of Lala. She was wearing the Kion jersey. It's so weird because I watched their show. What the hell was the name of that reality show?
Oh, years ago.
Yeah, a while ago. With Lala Anthony was the star of the show.
Growing up Mello?
No. It was something with Lala. But Lala and Kion was a young kid.
He was.
I remember watching him as just a young kid,
yeah.
Never thinking that he would be a big time player. And I guess he's legit. This is not one of those LeBron situations. I think with his kids,
it could have gone anywhere.
Lala's full court. There you go.
Is that what it was called?
Lala's full court.
He could have gone anywhere. I want to see what he's doing. I know he's a top recruit. He is averaging, 14 points a game, playing big minutes, right around 30. You know, it's crazy. Not to spend a lot of time on this, but think about when we were growing up, and think about the old Big East and Syracuse, etc. Of course, St. John's, Georgetown, but a lot of teams that have left Pitt. You got Boston College. You look at these conferences now, and I can't stand it. I like the ACC. Syracuse is in the ACC.
Yeah.
With Cal. Cal. And I mean, you're talking about Cal and Stanford and Notre Dame, and it's just, what they've done to college sports is almost unforgivable.
There were a couple of trades. BT and Sal on the Fan. Excuse me, not a couple of trades, but a couple of notes that I wanted to get to. One trade involving the Red Sox. Did you see this come across here? I saw Heyman tweet it.
I don't think I saw this.
Red Sox have acquired Sonny Gray.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So Sonny Gray back in the AL East. Yeah, and also, the reason why I wanted to bring it up is the Red Sox, there were reports, I think it was The Athletic who had this first, Red Sox interested potentially in JT Realmuto. A guy that Hoff brings up, a guy that I wanted the Mets to get many years ago, a guy who I would want both the Mets and Yankees to get, or the Mets or Yankees to get now. I still think that there's value in Realmuto. You're not going to have to pay a ton for him as he's aging, but he's still one of the better catchers in the sport. Catching is hard to come by, and I know the Yankees think that they have their answer with Wells and Rice. To me, it's not good enough, and the Mets think that they have their answer with Francisco Alvarez. To me, that's not good enough. You bring in Realmuto, you could have him catch at least half the time. You have Alvarez DH a little bit if you need be. You know, catchers you want to keep fresh anyway. Alvarez always hurt, unreliable. I'm not saying I'd give up on him, but I think the addition of JT Realmuto, depending on the cost, I'm looking at it as probably a one-year deal. I don't know that he would get much more than that.
Probably not.
I
what, 1 year, 12, 13, something like the Goldschmidt got a year ago, something like that, maybe-ish neighborhood.
Yeah. Anyway, Red Sox potentially interested in him as they try to, make their ball club better from where it was a year ago to try to go further, something maybe the Yankees should take notes on.
They got to get some sticks in there. I got some young players. We've talked about this. I think they'll make a really bold offer for Pete. Whether or not Pete takes it, I don't know. We'll see about Bregman. They should go for both, not either or. It should be and. And I don't know if you have this in your notes. Did you see what the Japanese star, who just one of the stars, who just put
I did.
Do you see what he said about
it? I did. It gives me,
go ahead.
It gives me a sports semi.
It's phenomenal.
When I saw that yesterday, I love it.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah. You had the whole quote up there?
I got the article. Yeah. He said that he wants nothing to do with the Dodgers. And he said that he wants to. I'm actually getting the quote. Here it is. All right. 45-day posting window. Here we go. He said that he wants to, I'd rather take them down. That is a quote. Now, he laughed when he said it. Of course, I'd enjoy playing alongside Ohtani and Yamamoto and Sasaki, he said. But winning against a team like that and becoming a world champion would be the most valuable thing in my life.
I want him.
Wow, me
too. I saw that. I want him. I hope he's a Met or Yankee. I mean, preferably a Met, because I root for the Mets, but Met or Yankee would suffice. Now, I know some of the numbers were not great with him, or there's some belief, he's not going to be Yamamoto, but still, with that attitude, I love it. Hoff, you said you have something here?
Yeah, I know. I have a question. Ohtani is from Oshu, Japan, and Amai's from Kanuma, Japan. Is that like the east side, west side? Is that like, are they like... Is there like a set like rivalry between the two?
Like a little Biggie Coast faction, perhaps.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're asking the wrong guy. Maybe BT is more cultured and educated in this manner.
I'm pretty good geographically. That I cannot answer. Right. I have no idea about the proximity of those two places in Japan.
Something else you could not answer was who was performing on Thanksgiving. People have texted me about this.
Oh, Post Malone.
There you go.
There you go.
Post Malone. Hoff.
Yes.
That's our guy now, all of a sudden.
Yeah, we ran into one of his collaborators, so we had to get him on.
Sat next to him at WWF at the Monday Night Raw thing.
Did he? Is he the one who left gum on your seat?
No, I don't think so. It could have been his son, maybe. But
by the way, they all look the same. The collaborator, Jelly Roll, Post Malone.
Is Jelly Roll, like, is him and he and Post Malone like buddies? Or
they
what?
Should be. They got the same tattoos. They got the same facial beard and stuff like that. Like
He shaved it off, Jelly.
He did.
The other day, shaved it off.
Looks weird, right?
He's without very thin. Looks different. Yeah.
But what is? I'm confused about the face.
Tats?
Yeah, the face tats and all that. Because you're right. Like Hoff, we notice this guy. Now I'm just whatever in my own world there. And then Hoff notices him and hears him. Hoff, this is what a good producer does, overhears this guy talking about something. And he's like, oh, man, hey, man, did I hear you say something about Post Malone? And then they become buddies, and then they're changing numbers. He was a very nice guy.
Look at the producer instincts kicking in.
But then after, like, seeing him, I'm like, oh, well, it makes sense because Hoff's right. He looks exactly like Post Malone, the facial hair, the tattoos on the face. Is that what is that? What's the deal
with that? Well, I think they got it from Mike Tyson, but they adapted
it. Okay.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the Jelly Roll look, is that like, is that a certain geographical location? You know what I'm saying?
I do.
I thought like face tats were
The face
a
tattoos,
prison thing.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure they originated in prison.
Well,
I think
tears.
The teardrop is symbolic of obviously
of
something. A murder. I mean.
Like how many kills you have?
I think. I'm not 100% sure. Okay. I think.
Well, Jelly went to the prison, supposedly.
He did?
Yeah, it says here, I mean, again, this is only AI, but it says that being his regrets first time in prison.
Huh. So maybe it is. Anything I said about Jelly Roll or Post Malone, retract, please. And do not put that up on the free Odyssey app. I love those guys and am forever fans of them, and I think their face tattoos look tremendous.
Face tattoos are nuts, man. They really are. They're absolutely nuts. They're scary. That's a different level scary.
But anyway, you can see Post Malone live in person.
Yeah, I know I am.
BTZ. So much for the rescue.
We can see him.
You, Jen, Colton, King. Come on, you couldn't hook up your family? I mean, come on, you're big shot BT.
I got the four tickets. There's like 13, 14 people in Dallas. What am I going to get 13, 14 tickets for the Cowboys and the Mahomes? You nuts? I just got jet tickets. I sent my in-laws to Augusta. I mean, I handle my end. They can get the tickets.
I don't have any issue. You don't come with me.
Neither do I. I got mine. So I really have no issue.
I'll be there. BT and Sal, the fanboy who calls. We come back. Actually, we got a little bald-faced truth, bald-faced lie. With Hoff, we have Brian Baldinger coming up. We got to get into the perfect parlay pick segment, the recap of that. What else we have to do today? Oh, yeah, the Turkey Day teaser. So there's a lot going on here on this Tuesday morning.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.